Victoria's public transport shuts down tomorrow. The federal government is being urged to intervene on stamp duty and possible valuation declines for climate-affected houses. Good afternoon. It's Friday, September 17. I'm Amelia Maguire and this is your news with The Age. Those who have had their COVID-19 vaccine appointment booked in Melbourne for tomorrow should still be able to get their jabs, despite police closing down public transport to prevent a planned anti-lockdown protest. 95% of Victoria's 510 new COVID-19 cases are in Melbourne's north and west. And about 150 tradespeople protested the government's tea room ban today in the CBD by firing up a barbecue and sharing soft drinks while traffic bypassed the area. A protester told The Age they would likely protest again as they had nowhere to enjoy their lunch. The state will ease some movement restrictions from midnight this evening. A federal inquiry into housing affordability is being inundated with submissions proposing the government push state leaders into scrapping expensive stamp duties. The submissions to the inquiry have raised the need to replace the levy transfer duties with broad-based land taxes. The New South Wales government is currently consulting on scrapping stamp duties, while Victoria will actually raise the tax as part of its $2.7 billion budget repair effort to the dismay of the property industry. New research by the Reserve Bank of Australia indicates that property in parts of Australia exposed to climate change could experience valuation declines. About 3.5% of dwellings in Australia already fall under an international definition of being at high risk of climate damage. The Reserve Bank is concerned Australia's financial institutions are less protected in the event of default and said the rise in climate risk is not yet reflected by property prices in the affected areas. And in other news, protests are growing at Chinese property developer Evergrande as the company continues to let down 70,000 investors. Construction of unfinished properties has come to a complete halt, leaving more than 1 million home buyers in limbo. The federal government's gross debt has reached $845.9 billion, a record high that does not include the new submarine contract with the UK and the US. And chess pioneer Nonna Gaprindashvili is suing the popular Netflix show The Queen's Gambit after the series said she was only successful for playing women, despite the fact she won against many male opponents. For more on these stories and all the most important news of the day, visit our websites or buy our papers. I'm Amelia Maguire. Have a great weekend.